Blog Talk Radio.
It has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the corner. or the little song that we... God bless you tonight, the divine healing tonight. And I'm going to tell you, take it to the King. I'm praying for you out in Monroe, for you, Sister Deborah, praying for you, Sister Joanne. And I'm praying for you, Sister Deborah right there in New Orleans, praying for you. Also, Sister Deborah Anderson, I'm praying for you. I want you to get ready for God to bless you tonight. We got I got Sister Mary Hawkins going to read 23rd number Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We're praying for those that's in the war, those in Chicago. Call us right here. Get in contact with us. That, and go to our website, blessedabrahamgillsad.com. Write me, post office box 28907, Chicago, Illinois. 6:06:27. And I want to tell you, I'm praying for you, you and you, whatever's going on with you. And I'm going to have Sister Mary Hawkins to read the 23rd number of Psalms. It goes, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And we have to always put God in front. And the reason I like 23rd number of Psalms, it's a blessing for somebody. Mary Hawkins, you can read the 23rd number Psalm as we speak now. The line is open.
Okay, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul. He leading me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you tonight.
We're praying for the Fan family. We're also praying for those that have called us for prayer. Prayer is things. God bless you tonight. This is divine healing night. We got to take it to the King. Take it all to God. God is the only somebody can solve our problem. I'm glad to see Mother Pearl on. And I hope she got a testimony. Mother Pearl, you on with your testimony. Okay, Mother Pearl, you can testify.
You belong to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am glad that being the man of the living tonight, because if it wasn't for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know what I would do or where I would be at tonight. And I would like to thank the Lord for these many years that I've been here on this earth, because there's so many of my sisters and brothers is going on, nieces, nephews, but the Lord sees fit to leave me here for a purpose. And I thank him in the name of Jesus.
I thank you for that testimony, Mother Pearl. God bless you. Y'all, if you excuse me, I was cutting down on these little greens here. And you know, when you get ready, you have to just open up. You can't beat greens and beans and cornbread. We was raised up on that. You can't beat that. Mm-hmm. We're praying for those that have called for prayer. I want to thank Sister Gail that called. Brother Dale was praying for you. And we just going up some doors and things working. I thank Mary Hawkins for the reading of 20th of the Lord is my shepherd. I should not want. And I want to play this Take It to the King.
Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. What earth will change my life? Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart, oh, he said, lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. To gaze upon your glory and sing to you the song. Take me to the King.
Amen.
Truth is, it's time to stop playing this game. Who is need a word for the people's pain? Lord, be right now. Satisfy my grace.
Father God, we come at this hour. We take all our problems to you. We know that you are a divine healer. We come to you to ask you to touch those that spoke on the radio show. Sister Mary read 23rd number Psalm. Pearl testified, and those that called. Father God, we thank you for being able to get out. Tell somebody that God is able to heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. Lord, forgive us of our sin. Lord, right now at this hour, lift us up to another level. We take all our problems to the King. Take all our infirmity to the King for the healing.
We... Oh, yeah, we're desperate. We're chasing after you. Oh, no rules, no religion. I made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King. Don't have much to bring. My heart.
For you, Sister Syria, the bad family I'm praying for, man family. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody say glory. Take me to the king. I go to the next level. God will carry you to the next level. Let God carry you to the next level. The storm is over in your life. The storm is passing over. I want you to know that. In your life, the storm is passing over. I want you to get ready. Thousands of people need prayer. They got nowhere to stay. Somebody woke up this morning, they have food on the table. Somebody woke up this morning, they didn't have nothing to eat. Okay? So get ready. Somebody had a problem. The storm in your life passing by. I heard a temptation saying, it's just my imagination that I can't make it. God is able to lift you up. And I'm going to tell you that somebody is a bishop. I don't think I can make it. I want to tell you what James Cleveland always said. God is my salvation. God is my strength. I want to put that in your spirit tonight. That God is. The storm is passing over. What storm? The storm of evil. The storm is passing over. 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 Get ready, the storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Get ready for the storm to pass over you. I want to tell you, His grace is efficient enough. Just go out for you tonight, those that are trying to go to the next level. Somebody's trying to make it to the next level. Tonight is your night to claim victory. Tonight is your night to claim happiness. Tonight is your night. Grace. Grace, God bless you, wherever you might be. Mother Francis, God bless you. Dr. Christian, God bless you. And I want to tell you tonight, whatever you need, God got you. Get ready, me on tonight, me on from 9 to 10 each week, each day. Now I want to tell you tonight, 11 to 12 Sunday morning, and we're on YouTube Sunday morning. God, just like me and you, you didn't know. Thank you, thank you. God is good. I was lost, but now I'm found. What I'm talking about? God has healed that cancer, that cataract, that tumor. God has moved that disease out your body. The doctor gave you bad news, but God gave you good news. The angel Michael Raphael Babiel. Somebody needs to know that God is a God who forgives you. God will heal. I know you lost somebody, but God is a healer. In all that ways, if not God, he will direct your path. Somebody said, Bishop, I'm worried. Let go and let God. Psalm 197. And we're in the full moon. I know you done saved and clean your house up. And Psalm 100. Work with that. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. Get ready for God to bless you tonight. If you got a need, you plant a seed. And that seed is the harvest you're going to receive. You said, the one lady said, Bishop, I understand what you said now. And I want to tell you, don't give up. God will keep you. God is a keeper of me and you. Can nobody keep us like God? So I want you to put all your trust, your mind, your soul, your body in God. Can nobody do you like God? It's something what God wants to do for you. So you get ready and let God in. You know as far as you can go. You got to know God is and God will carry you to the next level. You got to know God going to do it for you. I can feel that God got a special blessed name on it. You got to let go and let God. Somebody needs tonight to say, I'm trusting all the way in God. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. You got to know God is my everything. I want to read them scriptures tonight, and we've been having floods and tornadoes, even on the way 94, the bridge, the water went over the bridge, and the truck had to turn around. So we're going into where people need to pray. A couple of people missing. They found one young lady been missing for 2 weeks. They found her in Lake Michigan. There's so much evil. So much evil going on. So prayer. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Don't forget Sunday morning from 11 to 12 with the bishop. Don't forget, if you got a need, plant a seed. Go to my post office box, post office box 28. 9097 Chicago, Illinois. And I will be in Detroit. I was on my way but I got turned around. But I will be there in April, Mary. Pearl, I want you there. Make arrangements now to be there, because I'm gonna be down at the candlestick in Easter service. Sure will. That's on the second and the I'll be there 2 and 3 and make stay 4. I want to come to bless you and take you out of that fear, take you out of that nervous situation, take you out of that service. Lady says she can't sleep at night, so she talks and turn all night, so she wake up scared. All she picking up the spirit of all them people being killed. Sometimes you have to pray, because some people being killed for nothing, innocent people. Some people is innocent. God will take care of you tonight. God will see you through the storm. You got to say, yeah, God is good. I need to pray for somebody, some families that lost somewhere. They have no sorrow on earth. Mary D, you're praying for her. We're praying for Purpose Fan family, Mary D family. Outstanding young black woman, Purpose Fan, outstanding black man. And the reason I'm saying that, he started the first black radio station in Chicago, in Atlanta, Georgia, in Memphis, Tennessee. Did it all by himself. Al Green, Rita Franklin, Jacqueline Five, and so many people that he helped. See, sometimes you can't talk good about people that ain't never did nothing. Like Dr. Martin Luther King was the drum major for black people. Tell you tonight, I want you to read that Psalm 100 number Psalm. I want you to read it maybe 2 times and get an understanding. What God's saying to you tonight. If God give me the word to prophesy to you, and your prophecy is going to come in Psalm 100, number Psalm. God is my everything. Think about it. You got up this morning. You woke you up. God did it. I didn't do it. God did it. And God going to always keep you in divine order. Somebody say, I want to be in divine order. And if you're to divine order, you're in with God. And I am not tired. I don't want you to get tired of praying. I don't want you to get tired of calling his name. Because Sunday morning, I think, yeah, Sunday morning. Sunday morning is special. And I want to tell you, when I say Sunday morning, I'm looking for something to open up for you. God is good all the time. I'm praying for you, Sister Jackson. I'm praying for you, Brother Joe. I'm praying for you that Saint Bishop, I just need a word of prayer. I want you to think tonight that God is your salvation. God will keep you in the land of the living. Don't forget, tomorrow, I got a word for you tomorrow. But tonight, I want to say, God is my everything. So whatever you need, God got. He said, this is what I need. You need everything. That's what you need. I'm praying for you, Regina, Renee, Lucy, I'm praying for you tonight. George, I'm praying for you tonight. I'm going to tell you, Dale, Melanie, the priest, Mother Lovey, I'm praying for the Fan family tonight. I'm praying for you, Muriel, and your family, the Bass family, I'm praying for tonight. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I want to tell you, when it looks dark, that's when the light comes. When it looks like you can't make it, that's when the job gonna come. God is right now, white or black, yellow or red, God is God. I'm praying for the people in the middle of that war. I'm praying for you that's in the war in Chicago, Detroit, in the war of hate and jealousy. I'm praying for you tonight to tell you that God is on your side. Just don't give up. When the doctor give you bad news, God going to give you good news. He's going to say, all is well. And don't give up. He on your side. Look around. You can feel the anointing of about the Holy Ghost, the power. I see that job coming. I see that healing coming. I'm touching somebody's eyes tonight. Somebody been suffering with their knees. Somebody in their back. I dismiss the headache. I dismiss that worry. The young man that the mother looking for her son and looking for a daughter. Those in, I'm praying tonight for those in Monroe. Deborah Marsha, I'm praying for you right there in Louisiana. Mother Frances in Algiers, Louisiana. I'm praying for you right there in New Orleans. I want to tell you, Robin, it's going to be all right. Sometimes, don't give up. God is about to bless you on your side. The devil don't want you to know that God is on your side tonight. Whatever you need, God got whatever you want. I'm praying for that tumor, that cataract, that high blood, that sugar. I dismiss it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Somebody listen tonight, you're going to be all right. Somebody listen tonight, you want to give up, but don't give up. God is on your side. Just call his name. To lift them hands up and say, I lift my hands up to you. Whatever you need, he'll get to you. Quick, fast, son of body say in a hurry. I just want to send that word out tonight. God is on your side. It seems like the world might be against you. But God, the Almighty God, the real God, the God of Abraham and Jacob, you got a testimony that I couldn't make it by myself, but God stepped in. The job you got, the car you got, the home, the roof. God is on your side, woman, man. God is on your side. I want you to know God is on your side. Whatever you need.
How many single women are here tonight? Let me tell you, hold on. Look at your neighbors, single women, I say. Come on and get rid of your whole ass.
He's on your side. God is my friend. See, I just want to let you know, it's something about the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's something about black folks in church, because God has endowed us and gave us the strength. That's why David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And David had to let you know, God is over everything. And I want you to know that tonight. Don't forget Psalms 100.
I shall not walk. It's about a personal thing, isn't it? He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul. yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
My Lord.
Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. A very personal thing. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and his goodness. The folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker. And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. You ought to be able to say what God means to me.
Well, amen.
The Lord mean anything, let the saints of God say so. Pray with me.
Well,
if David was the author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences.
Yes, sir.
Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne. Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand. With courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him. And yet he takes a retrospect back down the vista of the past. And begins to think about those things that brought him over. Had it been his skillfulness? Had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering? Had it been his contacts? Had it been money? Had it been armies? No, sir. It had been the Lord. Thus he says, the Lord has been my shepherd. No wonder the man said, through many dangerous trials and snares, I have already come. It wasn't money, it wasn't military power, it wasn't chicanery, it wasn't political strings being pulled. It was grace that brought me saved thus far. And grace will lead me on. Here's a man who had been brought by God from the obscurity of the dry and barren hills of Judah. To the throne of Israel. Here's a man who come up from the unknown and have faced the city of Giant Goliath. Outside in the town of Succoth at the Valley of Elah. With the soldiers of Israel arrayed on one mountain and the soldiers of the Philistines arrayed on the other. And this man who had been decorated for his valor and bravery was walking between the mountains, exclaiming in loud tones of profanity, or exclaiming profanity against the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. You know how he requested audience with the king, and how he started out with Saul's own helmet on his head. Saul's own sword in his hand. Saul's own shield on his arm. But having no experience and training in this kind of a thing, he took them back and requested only his sling and God. You know the victory that he brought to Israel. And when he went marching back to the capital, the women along the way composed a new song. Since Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his 10,000. You know the jealousy that this aroused in Saul. And how Saul sought to kill him. And how he had to run and hide. And one day when there were a company of men coming in from the south. And another company closing in from the north. And another one from the east and another one from the west. And there was no escape for David.
Yes. Yes.
And God whispered to a spider.
Yes.
And told David to run in a cave.
Yes.
And told that spider to get busy.
Yes.
And web up that cave.
Yes.
When the soldiers got there,
yes,
God is my shepherd. To my satisfaction.
Oh, yeah.
He let me then lay down in a plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Green pasture. It's a green pasture.
Well,
that's why I don't like to hear people talking about I'm a Christian and trying to be all pitiful.
Yeah.
No, this thing is nothing piteous.
No.
I'm a child of the King.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my Father says the world is mine.
Yeah.
And the fullness thereof belongs to me. Gold and silver are mine. And I have 10,000 blessings in my hand. Just for charity. Nothing pitiful. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Yes, he does. And he leads me beside the still water. The still water. They tell me that this part of the verse was inspired by an occurrence that constantly or frequently occurred with respect to shepherds and their sheep in Palestine. It is said that very often when the sheep went down to the Sea of Galilee, the waves were billowing and tossing. Sheep being of a timid nature, why would leave very often without sufficient drink? Shepherds devised a scheme to dig a trench leading from the main stream. And then let the trench run over, and at the end of the trench, dig a pool and let the water from the main stream run out and run through the trench and into the pool. And the water in the pool was called still water. Though the waves were dashing out here, though the white caps were kissing one another upon the surface of the water, the water in the pool was still and placid. I think that's what God does for us who have faith in Him. Sometimes life's billowy sea is too restless for our timid souls to drink. But God has a way of opening up a private pool and letting our souls drink to the soul's satisfaction. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Yes, he does. He opens up a private pool for my soul. And not only that, he restores my soul. Soul is pretty hard to define. Nobody can really say what soul is. I think as close as we can come is to say it's a little part of God. And then soul has been defined as being one's ability to sympathize. One's ability to be considerate. One's ability to be considerate and compassionate. One's ability to be unselfish. Isn't it so? So that if you've lost your ability to sympathize with others, if you are only interested in your own welfare, if you are inconsiderate of everybody but yourself, you have lost at this same passage, the 23rd Psalm. And when everything was gone, he began reading, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture." Yes, he does. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. You know, my brothers and my sisters, don't you know I would lose my way but for the fact that the Lord leads me? But you see, the way of righteousness is a narrow way. The way of truth is a narrow way. The way of love is a narrow way. The way of justice is a narrow way.
Well,
certainly the way of righteousness is a narrow way.
Yeah.
And I believe that almost any of us would lose our way if it were not for God.
Yeah.
But the reason why I do not lose my way always,
yeah,
the Lord lead me.
Yeah.
For the Lord is my shepherd,
well,
and yeah, I shall not want.
Yeah.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Yeah.
He lead me by the still water.
Yeah.
He restores my soul.
Oh.
I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Oh, Lord, he lead me in paths of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, he's holding my hand, otherwise I'd go astray.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I'll take the road to destruction.
Yeah.
But the Lord is holding my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about tonight.
Yeah.
But in the highways and byways of life, I like to feel that the Lord is leading me. On the streets of Detroit or wherever I go, I like to feel that he's leading me. Leading me around the danger. Leading me around the pitfall. Yeah, though I walk through the valley,
yeah,
the shadow of death.
Well,
you know, some people feel that this is when you die.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. But I'm not only in death's shadows when I die.
Well,
sometimes in the midst of life, I'm in the shadow of death.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. And the only reason why that I don't lose heart,
well,
the only reason why I don't give up, my God,
yeah,
is Lord and his staff,
yeah,
by my side.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't have to worry,
no,
and I don't have to get in any hurry.
Yeah.
Somebody may say, well, don't you know life's valley is dangerous?
Yeah.
And don't you know it's fraught with death?
Yeah.
And if you got to go through, you ought to hurry,
yeah,
and go on through.
Yeah.
I tell those people, no. Take my time.
Yeah.
Not even about it, her.
No, no.
His rod and his staff,
yeah,
by my side.
Yeah.
Every time that I get afraid,
yeah,
I feel him near me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. And when enemies have predicted that I'm through,
yeah,
when enemies have said that he's finished,
yeah,
oh, Lord,
well,
he doesn't have anything to see me eating.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, he put the diet and the menu of love on my table. He put the menu of peace on my table. He put on the menu inner contentment and satisfaction. And even it all around me. And unless I get a prayer, he pulls off.
Well,
I'm going to stay in the house of the Lord.
Well,
Mother Love down in Yazoo City. I'm praying for you tonight. Mother Misha Brown, I'm praying for you. Mother Rose, I'm praying for you. Mother Carrie Nam, I'm praying for you. Thank you.